Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. The United Nations Security Council will meet today to vote on the listing of terror outfit Jaish-e-Mohammed chief Masood Azhar as a global terrorist. As expected, a day before the deadline, India intensified its efforts in New York, Washington and Beijing, among others, towards Azhar's listing as a global terrorist. China, one of the five veto members of the committee, continued to show indications that it is unlikely to agree on Masood Azhar's designation. Though this is not the first time, however, because China, which placed the designation on a hold thrice before, is yet to announce its stand this time again. However, this time the attempt is being led by United States, France and Britain and comes after the dastardly Pulwama terror attack in which 40 CRPF personnel were killed. Now, the Pakistan-based JEM, the Jaish-e-Mohammed, had claimed the responsibility of the attack, which continues to be India's biggest argument for listing Azhar, who is JEM's chief, as a global terrorist. Chinese Foreign Minister spokesperson Liu Kang on Monday said that China's position on the designation of a terrorist by the 1267 Sanctions Committee is consistent and clear. China adopted a responsible attitude, follows the rules of the procedure of the committee and participated in the discussions in a responsible manner, and only through discussions can we come up with a responsible solution, Kang said. However, Kang also hinted that Beijing is yet to take a final call on the designation. Some reports have knowledge of inside information of the United Nations Security Council. I don't know that can be counted as evidence, but we are still considering it, Kang said. Back home, though, a political slugfest continued, with Congress blaming the BJP-led government for the release of JEM chief Masood Azhar in the Kandahar hijacking episode back in 1999. Azhar and two other terrorists, Mushtaq Ahmad Zargar and Ahmad Omar Saeed Sheikh, were released from Indian prison in 1999 by the BJP government at that time, which was headed by Atal Bihari Vajpayee, in exchange for the passengers that were held hostage on board IC-814 flight, which was hijacked in Afghanistan. Citing a 2010 interview of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Congress chief spokesperson Randeep Surjewala tweeted that Modi's government's NSA Ajit Doval spills the beans and indicts BJP government in release of a terrorist Masood Azhar. Doval said in an interview that releasing Masood Azhar was a political decision, claimed Surjewala in his tweet. At last, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra made her political debut with her first political rally after being made the All India Congress Committee in charge for Uttar Pradesh East on Tuesday. Immediately after taking the mic, Priyanka Gandhi was quick to take a swipe at the Narendra Modi government in the Prime Minister's home turf of Gujarat over unfulfilled promises and expressed her acute displeasure over the current situation in the country. She said that our institutions are being destroyed and whenever you see there is hatred being spread. Priyanka also said that Modi government did not keep the promise of providing 2 crore jobs or the promise of rupees 50 lakh to be given to every Indian, adding that the main issues on which the upcoming Lok Sabha polls should be fought are women's security, employment and the agrarian crisis. Now, this was a part of Congress as a party together challenging Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his bastion and pledging to expose his betrayals and falsehoods and accusing him of cynically exploiting national security for political gains at the Congress Working Committee meeting, which met in Ahmedabad after 58 years. The political symbolism at the CWC meeting yesterday was there for all to see, as the party sought to project the 2019 elections as a battle of Mahatma Gandhi's idea of India versus Nathuram Godse's idea of an India. The CWC also reaffirmed its commitment to serve the country and the people in its endeavour for inclusive growth and shared prosperity. The meeting was attended by all senior Congress leaders, including former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, Sonia Gandhi and Congress Chief Rahul Gandhi, along with, of course, Priyanka Gandhi, amongst many others. Now, in West Bengal, Chief Minister and Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee on Tuesday announced a list of her party candidates for all the 42 Lok Sabha seats in the states. And in the list, she has decided to drop 10 sitting MPs. Addressing a press conference wherein she declared the name of the candidates for her party, Banerjee also launched an attack on the BJP and the Narendra Modi government, saying that she has some information about how the VVIPs were using helicopters and chartered flights to transport money to the voters. Interestingly, the list also included the names of Tollywood stars including Nusrat Jahan, Dev, who's also known as Deepak Adhikari, and Mimi Chakrabarty. This has been a key aspect of the party's election strategy since it came to power in 2011. Now back in Uttar Pradesh, the Bahujan Samaj Party chief Mayawati made it clear yesterday that her party would not have an electoral tie-up with the Congress in any state for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. In a statement, Mayawati said that it is being made clear again that the Bahujan Samaj Party will not have an electoral alliance with the Congress and that the BSP is set to contest on all 38 seats in primarily West Uttar Pradesh, while its ally, Samajwadi Party, will contest on 37 seats. After the tragic crash of the Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft near Nairobi, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, the DGCA, has banned the use of Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft by the country's airline companies, saying the planes will be grounded till appropriate modifications and safety measures are undertaken to ensure their safe operations. DGCA in a statement said that we continue to consult closely with regulators around the world, airlines and aircraft manufacturers to ensure passenger safety. On Sunday, a 737 MAX-Z aircraft operated by the Ethiopian Airlines had crashed near Addis Ababa, killing 157 people, which included 4 Indians. Right, with this, we come to an end of today's podcast, but like always, we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, The Daybreak, at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a really good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.